Welcome to Crosley Field in Cincinnati, for the game between the Philadelphia Phillies and the Cincinnati Reds. Here are the starting lineups. For the Philadelphia Phillies. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Danny Murtaugh. Batting second. The right fielder, Paul Busby. Batting third. The left fielder, Danny Littwiller. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Jimmy Washdell. Batting fifth. The shortstop, Babe Dahlgren. Batting sixth. The center fielder, Earl Naylor. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Pinky May. Batting eighth. The catcher, Mickey Livingston. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Charlie Fuchs. Pitching for the Philadelphia Phillies, Charlie Fuchs. For the Cincinnati Reds. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Lonnie Frey. Batting second. The shortstop, Eddie Miller. Batting third. The center fielder, Estel Crabtree. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Frank McCormick. Batting fifth. The third baseman, Steve Meaner. Batting sixth. The right fielder, Max Marshall. Batting seventh. The left fielder, Eric Tipton. Batting eighth. The catcher, Ray Mueller. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Bucky Walters. Pitching for the Cincinnati Reds, Bucky Walters. And now, play ball. Danny Murtaugh is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Murtaugh hits a ball on the ground towards third. Meaner fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Paul Busby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Busby hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Frey scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Danny Littwiller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Littwiller strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Phillies nothing, and the Reds nothing. The Reds will come to bat. Lonnie Frey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Frey hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Fuchs fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Eddie Miller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. That's a pickoff. Eddie Miller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Miller hits a fly ball into right field. Busby settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Estel Crabtree is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Crabtree hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Murtaugh fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Frank McCormick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCormick hits a fly ball into left field. Littwiller settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Phillies nothing, and the Reds nothing. The Phillies will come to bat. Jimmy Washdell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Washdell takes first base on ball four. Babe Dahlgren is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dahlgren hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Washdell moves to second. Earl Naylor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Naylor hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Walters fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. Washdell moves to third. Two outs. Pinky May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Frey scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Phillies nothing, and the Reds nothing. The Reds will come to bat. Steve Meaner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Meaner takes first base on ball four. Max Marshall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Marshall hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Fuchs fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Eric Tipton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tipton hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Marshall moves to second. Ray Mueller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mueller hits a ball on the ground towards third. May fields it and throws to second for the out. Marshall moves to third. Two outs. Bucky Walters is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walters hits a ball on the ground towards third. May fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning three, with the score, the Phillies nothing, and the Reds nothing. The Phillies will come to bat. Mickey Livingston is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Livingston hits a ball on the ground towards short. Miller scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Charlie Fuchs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fuchs hits a line drive towards short. Miller reaches out and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Danny Murtaugh is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Murtaugh is 0 for 1 in the game. Murtaugh takes first base on ball 4. Paul Busby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Busby is 0 for 1 in the game. Busby hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Murtaugh moves to third. Danny Littwiller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Littwiller is 0 for 1 in the game. Littwiller hits a ball on the ground towards third. Meaner fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Phillies nothing, and the Reds nothing. The Reds will come to bat. Lonnie Frey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Frey is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Frey hits a fly ball into center field. Naylor settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Eddie Miller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Miller is 0 for 1 in the game. Miller hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Livingston settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Estel Crabtree is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Crabtree is 0 for 1 in the game. Crabtree hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Murtaugh scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Phillies nothing, and the Reds nothing. The Phillies will come to bat. Jimmy Washdell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Washdell is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Washdell hits a pop-up towards short. Miller settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Babe Dahlgren is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dahlgren is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Dahlgren hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Frey scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Earl Naylor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Naylor is 0 for 1 in the game. Naylor is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Phillies nothing, and the Reds nothing. The Reds will come to bat. Frank McCormick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCormick is 0 for 1 in the game. McCormick hits a fly ball into left field. Littwiller settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Steve Meaner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Meaner is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Meaner hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Fuchs picks it up and throws it away. That's a base hit and an error on Fuchs. Meaner moves to second. Max Marshall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Marshall is 0 for 1 in the game. Marshall strikes out. Two outs. Eric Tipton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tipton is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Tipton is walked intentionally. Ray Mueller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mueller is 0-for-1 in the game. Mueller takes first base on ball 4. Meaner moves to third. Tipton moves to second. Bucky Walters is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walters is 0-for-1 in the game. Walters hits a ball on the ground towards short. Dahlgren fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Phillies nothing, and the Reds nothing. The Phillies will come to bat. Pinky May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May is 0-for-1 in the game. May hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Walters fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Mickey Livingston is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Livingston is 0-for-1 in the game. Livingston hits a ball on the ground towards short. Miller scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Charlie Fuchs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fuchs is 0-for-1 in the game. Fuchs hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Frey scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Phillies nothing, and the Reds nothing. The Reds will come to bat. Lonnie Frey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Frey is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Frey hits a fly ball into center field. Naylor settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Eddie Miller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Miller is 0-for-2 in the game. Miller hits a fly ball into right field. Busby settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Estel Crabtree is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Crabtree is 0-for-2 in the game. Crabtree hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Frank McCormick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCormick is 0-for-2 in the game. McCormick takes first base on ball 4. Crabtree moves to second. Steve Meaner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Meaner is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Meaner hits a fly ball into center field. Naylor settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Phillies nothing, and the Reds nothing. The Phillies will come to bat. Danny Murtaugh is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Murtaugh is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Murtaugh hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Paul Busby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Busby is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Busby bunts towards first. McCormick scoops it up and throws to first, with Frey covering, for the out. Murtaugh moves to second. One out. Danny Littwiller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Littwiller is 0-for-2 in the game. Littwiller hits a ball on the ground towards third. Meaner fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Jimmy Washdell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Washdell is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Washdell hits a line drive into left field. Tipton settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Phillies nothing, and the Reds nothing. The Reds will come to bat. Max Marshall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Marshall is 0-for-2 in the game. Marshall hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Murtaugh scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Eric Tipton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tipton is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Tipton hits a fly ball into right field. Busby settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ray Mueller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mueller is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Mueller hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Fuchs fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Phillies nothing, and the Reds nothing. The Phillies will come to bat. Babe Dahlgren is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dahlgren is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Dahlgren takes first base on ball 4. Earl Naylor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Naylor is 0-for-2 in the game. Naylor hits a ball on the ground towards short. Miller fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. 2 outs. Pinky May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May is 0-for-2 in the game. May hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Mickey Livingston is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Livingston is 0-for-2 in the game. Livingston hits a ball on the ground towards short. Miller fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Phillies nothing, and the Reds nothing. The Reds will come to bat. Bucky Walters is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walters is 0-for-2 in the game. Walters hits a fly ball into right field. Busby settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Lonnie Frey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Frey is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Frey takes first base on ball 4. Eddie Miller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Miller is 0-for-3 in the game. Miller hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Murtaugh settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Estel Crabtree is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Crabtree is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Crabtree hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Murtaugh scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Phillies nothing, and the Reds nothing. The Phillies will come to bat. Charlie Fuchs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fuchs is 0-for-2 in the game. Fuchs hits a fly ball into center field. Crabtree settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Danny Murtaugh is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Murtaugh is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Murtaugh hits a fly ball into left field. Tipton settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Paul Busby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Busby is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Busby hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Frey scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Phillies nothing, and the Reds nothing. The Reds will come to bat. Frank McCormick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCormick is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. McCormick hits a fly ball into center field. Naylor settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Steve Meaner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Meaner is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Meaner hits a ball on the ground towards first. Washdell scoops it up and throws to first, with Fuchs covering, for the out. 2 outs. Max Marshall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Marshall is 0-for-3 in the game. Marshall hits a ball on the ground towards first. Washdell scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Marshall for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Phillies nothing, and the Reds nothing. The Phillies will come to bat. Danny Littwiller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Littwiller is 0-for-3 in the game. Littwiller hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. The ball bounces off Walters, and towards Frey, who fields it and throws to first for the out. 1 out. Jimmy Washdell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Washdell is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk, Washdell hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Frey scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Babe Dahlgren is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dahlgren is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Dahlgren hits a line drive into center field. Crabtree settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Phillies nothing, and the Reds nothing. The Reds will come to bat. Eric Tipton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tipton is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Tipton strikes out. One out. Ray Mueller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mueller is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Mueller hits a ball on the ground towards third. May fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Bucky Walters is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walters is 0 for 3 in the game. Walters hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Murtaugh fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Lonnie Frey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. The umpire calls a balk on Fuchs. Walters moves to second. Lonnie Frey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Frey is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single and a walk. Frey is walked intentionally. Eddie Miller is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Miller is 0 for 4 in the game. Miller hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Walters scores. Frey moves to second. The game is over. The final score, Cincinnati Reds, 1, and Philadelphia Phillies, 0. Goodbye from Crosley Field in Cincinnati.